An appeal to our churches in behalf of home missionary work. Neglected opportunities. We see large churches gathered in different localities. Their members have a knowledge of the truth, but they are content to hear and partake of the word of life themselves and do not seek to impart light to those who are without. Because of these neglected opportunities, this abuse of privileges, they themselves are not growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thus, the members of our churches are weak in faith, deficient in knowledge, and children in experience. They are not rooted and grounded in the truth. If they remain thus, the many delusions of the last days will surely deceive them, for they will have no spiritual eyesight to discern truth from error. The end is near. God calls upon the church to set in order the things that remain. Workers, together with God, you are empowered by the Lord to take others with you into the kingdom. You are to be God's living agents, channels of light to the world, and round about you are angels of heaven with their commission from Christ to sustain, strengthen, and uphold you in working for the salvation of souls. I appeal to the churches in every conference. Stand out separate and distinct from the world, in the world, but not of it, reflecting the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, being pure, holy, and undefiled, and in faith, carrying light into all the highways and byways of the earth. To His church, God has committed the work of diffusing light and bearing the message of His love. Our work is not to condemn, not to denounce, but to beseech men to be reconciled to God. We are to encourage souls, to attract them, and thus win them to Jesus.